views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Excited about today's show as we continue to focus on relieving stress, and in particular, talking today about yoga. Namaste, Benny, and thank you so much for steering this ship. And many thanks to one and all for tuning in. As my work focuses on using what is in your power to affect change for optimal success and happiness, I wanted to go in depth with options available to you to release stress. So today, we're yoga. We all know about it if we're not doing it, and yet, I wanted to be able to ask questions from the standpoint of one beginning to incorporate this into my life after a long absence. My guest today is Chris Brown, who is a fantastic yoga instructor and life coach. I will be bringing him on in just a moment, and we'll be talking the different types of yoga, its benefits, what to look out for if you're wanting to start this but not sure how, all that sort of stuff. In the second half of the show, I'll be doing a 3-card tarot card reading for callers, with the first card representing the current situation, the second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. In addition, Chris can share his perspectives as well, or if you have questions about yoga itself. If you're interested in a reading, or with questions, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already. The reason is that a reading sort of pulls from the universe well, and if we go to the well too often, the messages that come up can be redundant and superfluous. But that being said, I love updates. So if you have some, put some ideas into place based on a reading and want to share, definitely please do. I look at tarot as a visual representation of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, wants you to succeed. So for that, there's nothing scary that can come up. For those new to the show, just a brief bit about who I am. I'm a professional tarot card reader based outside Washington, D.C. area. I do tarot card readings in person as well as over the phone and Skype worldwide. In addition, I do speaking engagements and tarot card readings at events nationwide, such as birthday parties, baby showers, corporate retreats, bridal showers, you name it. Last year, I was featured in the book Top 50 Psychics in the United States, which was such a huge honor for me. If you're interested in scheduling a tarot card reading over the phone or Skype worldwide, you can do so direct on my website, which is www.elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. So it's a funny thing about yoga. About 25 years ago, I started developing lots of medical problems. Went to the doctor, had a full range of tests, and he ultimately told me that I needed to go do yoga. Now, this was a long time ago, and long before yoga was on every street corner along with a coffee shop. I had occasionally seen the PBS show Lilia's Yoga, but that was about it. I found the one yoga studio in my large town and started going to classes. I remember being told then that it may take 3 weeks to understand what's happening, 3 more weeks to be able to fully follow along, and then yet another 3 weeks to actually like it. But almost miraculously, after a few weeks, my medical symptoms started to disappear. That being said, I gave it up. As, you know, even though I appreciated the effects it had on me, it was a pain to get to that studio. Folks weren't particularly friendly and all that kind of stuff. So jump ahead 25 years, and I've become recently reacquainted with yoga, only now the medium has so many more options than it did way back when. There's hatha, ashtanga, restorative, flow, hot yoga, yin, and many other options. It's a completely different world from what I did yoga 25 years ago, so I'm glad to be able to have the chance to talk about what's out there. I always try to think of a tarot card that best talks on the subject, and the card that immediately came to mind was the Hanged Man, which is card number 12 in the Major Arcana. In this card, not only do you see a person hanging upside down in the figure four position, I mean, how yoga can you be? But also the person hanging upside down is showing no discomfort and is in fact embracing the inner stillness and peace inside during the perhaps awkward or even uncomfortable position. When this card comes up in a reading, it can usually represent some frustration of energy, as it usually comes up when people are dealing with things that are outside of their control. I want to start school, but I can't until September. I want to move, but I can't until my house gets sold, and so on. The key with this card is to find the peace with the stillness, as it expands opportunity to view the current situation from a different perspective, which can then lead to new opportunity from the universe that no amount of extra thinking, worrying, or tallying could have produced. Well, let me introduce and bring on my guest. Chris Brown is an architect, yoga instructor, and host of the Practically Conscious podcast. In 2005, he had had a profound inner transformation that shifted life away from constant worry and stress to happiness and joy. His teaching is based on that shift and the recognition that we are all capable of living an enlightened life. So I cannot wait to talk with him. Welcome, Chris, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thanks so much, Eve. It's wonderful to be here.
Oh, I am so happy you are here. So before we get to the basics of the downward dog of basics of yoga here, how did you get involved in yoga?
Well, I thought that when I got into yoga that I was unusual in that I was having a lot of back trouble. I was super inflexible. I was afraid to go to a class, but similar to you, I went to my doctor because I was having trouble. As an architect, we sit at the desk for long periods of time, and I was just having a lot of issues with my back and neck and constant headaches. And my doctor recommended yoga. I was lucky enough to be, you know, to find a doctor that was fairly forward thinking and had a holistic practice. And he encouraged me to try yoga. And I was so nervous about starting a practice that I actually went to a bookstore. I got a VHS tape, which was Brian Kest's Power Yoga 2. I just randomly pulled down a VHS tape, and it happened to be the perfect practice for, you know, where I was at in my life, because I was doing the yoga for the physical benefits of it, right? So I was nervous when I got the VHS tape. I thought, well, if they start with the Om and, you know, if it gets into any sort of spiritual stuff, I was not going to do it because I was very much anti-religion at that point. I wanted something that was very practical. And that introduction for me turned out to be exactly what I needed. So the practice for me was really just kind of VHS tape at home. I was doing what I could. I took my time. And eventually I got to the point where I felt comfortable enough that I could go to a class. I was the guy that kind of came in the back of the room. You know, I didn't want anyone to notice me because I felt like I'm still not flexible, and there's going to be all these people that are thin and super healthy. And it turned out to be not like that at all. You know, there were people there that were, you know, just average, having their average issues. You could tell that some people were, it wasn't like it is now where everybody has the Lululemon yoga pants and the perfect outfits. It was more of like the teacher was an older woman, and there were some people there that, you know, all ages, all sizes, and they really went out of their way to make me feel comfortable. That turned out to be a really great experience for me.
How long did it take before you sort of caught on, or that you started seeing some of those benefits?
Well, looking back, I was really lucky in that first VHS tape that I randomly pulled off the shelf was with a guy named Brian Kest, who's the founder of Power Yoga. Mm-hmm. And I put the tape in. I immediately felt a natural connection to him. And as I've traveled and I've taught in different places, and I try to always take lots of classes with different instructors to see what different people are doing. And I find that there's not that many instructors that I really connect with on a personal level. And when I say connect, it's sort of like any other relationship, right? Those people that you're naturally drawn to. So I would say, particularly in the beginning, if you're just learning or just getting into yoga, I would definitely recommend trying a number of different teachers. And one of the amazing things that we have now that we didn't have even when you and I started was the internet. So we have this, you know, you can go on YouTube and you can look at, you know, 20 different teachers in a half an hour to see if there's anyone that you connect with.
That is definitely true. Times have changed, which is all good in that sense. We have so much more to talk about, a lot more questions, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with my guest, Yogi Chris Brown, and I'll be doing readings later on in the show. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silver, G-A-I-A.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Yes, you can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, Chris Brown, yoga teacher and host of the Practically Conscious podcast. We're going to be doing readings shortly, so if you're interested in a reading, give me a call at 800-930-2819. Chris, I've got some more questions for you, but before that, how can people learn about upcoming workshops you might be having or anything like that?
The best place to go is just chrisbrownstudios.com. So that's all one word and with an S at the end, Chris Brown Studios. And also I have some classes on YouTube. So if people look up Chris Brown Yoga, they can find me there.
Well, I personally can say he is an outstanding teacher. So I would definitely encourage people to check out his classes. Right before the break, you were talking about your transformation and how when you went into yoga, you weren't really interested in some of the other stuff that comes along with yoga, with the ohms and the chanting and all of that. But you were just going in it for the physical benefits. So as your physical benefit, as the physical aspect of yoga started to kind of kick in, did you notice it kind of also going in connection with something else in terms of the basic kind of fundamentals of yoga from a spiritual perspective?
Yeah, I would say it sort of crept up on me, the some of the deeper aspects of the practice. And one of the things that I liked about that initial instructor and a couple of the instructors I was fortunate to find in the early first few months of my practice is that they were talking, there was the physical framework for the class, but then there was something else that was a little bit deeper that maybe I didn't even notice in the beginning, but then I started to hear it. And it was talking about a more holistic approach to health. So we're moving through these physical poses, but then they're talking about working on the breath, talking about trying to calm your mind even in challenging situations. So there was this sort of a deeper level to the practice that sort of crept up on me and that I really enjoyed. And I felt like because it's a non-dogmatic type of a practice, it's based on, you know, if you talk about the history of yoga, it's really based on thousands of years, you know, about 5,000 years of people practicing, working on things that they found by experimenting on themselves that led to health and happiness, and then just passed it on from one person to another. So basically, you can think of all of us that practice yoga just as part of this continuum. So people find stuff that works, and then they pass it along to their students, and then students become, you know, experts, and then they pass it along. And so there's this whole world of physical yoga, of there's bhakti yoga, which is yoga of devotion. There's I also practice vipassana, which is a meditation practice. There's kirtan, which is singing and chanting. So these things, you know, as I got deeper into my own practice, I got more interested in some of these different avenues. And that's one of the beautiful things about yoga is that you can try things, see what works for you, and then you can go down that avenue. You can add, you can let other things just naturally fall away if there are things that don't work for you or that you don't enjoy as much. So the practice of yoga can, I feel, can really expand in any direction where you want to take it. And that's one of the reasons why I've continued my practice for over 20 years now. It's just I found that there's so many different avenues I can explore. I'm constantly learning. I'm constantly getting new experiences from my journey with yoga.
Awesome. And But so the difference, though, between like spiritual aspects and religious aspects, you can be any religion and still get some of the spiritual aspects of yoga.
Sure, absolutely. You know, it's the practice is, I like to call it non-dogmatic, particularly the way that, we practice it in the U.S. But even in India, where yoga originally came from, people of all different religions practice, and it's really the spiritual exploration or the this sort of deeper areas of consciousness and working on developing a more expansive view of the world and our place in it, and in addition to that, minimizing suffering in our own lives and in the lives of others. It's not really viewed as a spiritual practice in yoga. It's viewed as, what are the things that we can do that are practical that can help us to gain a better understanding of ourselves? And, you know, the language even varies, you know, whether you talk about a soul or God or the universe or consciousness. You know, all of these different ways are really ways of talking about the same thing, which is really in yoga about being present and about being accepting of where we are in the moment and sort of going with the flow. So, you know, in the United States, we've taken what in the, if you go to India, probably over 90% of the practices are not physical practices. And then in the US, we've taken this one part, the physical aspect, and that's really connected with people in the United States. But if you look at the thousands of years that yoga has been practiced, it really is something that is young in this country, in the US, if your listeners are from the United States, and or those listeners that are from the United States. And I think that as we continue to develop our own style of yoga here in the U.S., those deeper, more spiritual parts of the practice and the things that help can help you emotionally will really continue to flourish and become more important in yoga through the years.
Love it. You know, about last month, I did a couple shows about New Year's resolutions as we were at the first of the year with so many people, and the gym was twice as full and all these people really deciding, this is the year I'm going to make a change. I'm going to treat myself right, be healthier and all those things. And I've seen in the yoga classes I've taken, something that is always so discouraging to me is that a person will come in to a yoga class and not want to say anything ahead of time to the teacher, introduce themselves to the teacher, to say, look, I'm not in the best of shape. Maybe this is my first time to yoga. And they don't want to stand out. And so they'll go into the class, and it's so hard not to, because I'm a victim of this myself, is that you look around and the person to your left has got his leg over his shoulder, the other person is doing headstands, and you're struggling to touch your toes, and you're trying to keep up, and if the teacher's not offering modifications, you take it on yourself to push yourself beyond your limits. And so often I've seen people get up and walk out in mid-class. And so can you talk a little bit about, for people wanting to start this practice, first of all, do they have to be flexible? Do they have to be in shape? And what can they do to make this an easier process to gain those benefits?
Sure. I would like for people to start with getting in the mindset of thinking that yoga is a welcoming place for everyone. So sometimes there are teachers that are a little bit more on the introverted side, or maybe they aren't really that great at interacting with students before class. So they might just come in and not talk too much to the students. And then if you're a shy student coming in, then you might feel that there's not that immediate sense of feeling welcomed. I was really lucky in the first yoga class that I went to. I mean, I'll never forget it. You know, I told you I was so nervous about going. Mm-hmm. And I walked into the studio, And there was a woman at the front desk, and she just made me, you know, she immediately engaged me and said, oh, this is your first time. This is great. We love having you here. Made me really feel welcome. And I was lucky to get that experience. But, you know, not everyone is going to get that experience. So I would say that, you know, just know that yoga in general is a welcoming practice for everyone, no matter what type of class that you go to. And you definitely, yoga tries to meet people where they're at. So, you know, whether you're old or young or fat or thin, or you have lots of problems or no problems, injuries, no injuries, everyone is welcome. It's a place where you can go and feel comfortable, you know, getting into your body and working on your health.
And to let people know, because sometimes I'll be at one end of the room and I see a person who's getting frustrated but didn't say anything and doesn't know that they don't have to be doing these standing poses. They can go on one knee. And I know for myself, I will often modify during the practice because the others, I just don't have the strength to do some of the exercises that my neighbors are doing. And I have to admit, you feel a little silly sometimes being the only one on one knee when everybody else is standing, but you get over that. But sometimes I see that from across the room and I can't say anything. It's like, you don't have to stand. You can modify it. I love that you said it is a welcoming practice, and that is something I've found. But as you also said, sometimes instructors can be more introverted. Sometimes they may not necessarily want to kind of dive in and say, you know, you can do it this way, this way, this way. But so please ask. And I also love that you said that you can look up, thanks to the internet, a lot about different people's philosophies. Just like with tarot, there's so many different kinds of tarot card readers out there. And so it's important to do your research before you go forward because of sometimes the detrimental effects if you've pushed yourself too hard trying to keep up with your neighbor on either side of you, or if you're just in doing things in an improper way.
Yeah, and I'm often, you know, begging people in class, take a break, skip the pose, you know, put your knee down. And that's just, I think, due to the fact that I've been teaching for a while now. I think when I was a newer teacher, and you see it with younger teachers, that sometimes they're just trying to get people to do what they have in their mind in terms of the practice, and they don't know enough to really get people to slow down and take it easy. So that's another just exploring to find the right teacher for you.
I love it. And I love how you also say that you, even if you feel like you're kind of modifying an exercise, you're still getting all the amazing benefit from it. We're going to talk just a little bit more, and then we're going to be getting to readings, but I'm going to take a quick break. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with my guest, Yogi Chris Brown. We'll be right back.
Gonna break these chains around me. Gonna learn to fly again. Maybe hard, but I'll do it.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign?
I'm looking for a sign.
A message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. Are you driven by your victimized inner child? Does your child scream at the possibility of the unknown? Remember, your child couldn't drive a car, go to the grocery store, say no, control her time, or make money. Panic surfaces when we empower ourselves, start something new, or just say no. That child doesn't know the big you can take care of yourself. Rather than fight, embrace her. Let him know you can take care of him. This is a big part of healing for many of us. Need help? Visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. There are individual sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern.
We'll see the sun. Might take time, but I'll see it. When I'm back on my feet again.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me or book a reading over phone or Skype worldwide or for an event nationwide, you can go to my website, www.elitetarot.com. That's elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I'm here today with my Zen guest, Chris Brown, and we are talking about yoga. You can learn more about Chris through his site, www.chrisbrownstudios.com. And he also has a fantastic podcast, Practically Conscious Podcast. So I'm going to be getting to readings in just a second, but I wanted just first to close up one thing we were just talking about before the break, and that's the different forms of yoga. And Chris, can you tell me a little bit about what yin is? Because that was new. I had not heard of that 25 years ago, and now I'm loving it. So,
sure, yin is actually not that old, so that's why a lot of people haven't heard of it. But it is becoming extremely popular now, and it's a type of practice developed by a guy out in California named Paul Greely. And what yin is we hold poses for longer periods of time, so 3 to 5 minutes per pose. The poses tend to be on the more relaxing side. And then the sort of counterintuitive part about it is it's not so much about stretching the muscles. It's about relaxing your muscles and then getting into the deeper tissues. So the connective tissues, the ligaments, the fascia, right down into the joints, the fluids and the cartilage, and gently working these other tissues. So if your listeners want to just try one simple experiment, what you can do is you can flex your hand and pull your fingertips back kind of towards your elbow. So you really flex your hand. And then if you pull on one of your fingers, you don't feel too much movement there. Then if you relax your hand and get it completely relaxed and limp, and then you pull on one of your fingers, you can probably feel the sensation of the joints pulling apart a little bit. So that's kind of the way that we do the yin practice on all parts of the body, is relaxing the muscles and then putting these gentle stresses on the joints. And what that does is it gets blood and oxygen circulating into these different tissues, and it actually helps them to rejuvenate and grow stronger and to heal and remain flexible. And the amazing thing is that it's grown so much in popularity. There's even now, I heard with the last Olympics, that some of the Olympic gymnasts, they were having them practice yin yoga because they said, well, it's easy to develop muscular strength. The area that we have problems is that often gymnasts will injure their joints. So this is a practice to help strengthen the joints. And you can think about, you know, typical people. What is it when you injure yourself? Often it's the joints that we injure. So it's a little bit counterintuitive, this idea of hanging out in a pose for 3 to 5 minutes where it seems like you're not doing much, but then you wind up much more supple and flexible with stronger joints.
It's a really amazing yoga practice, and I definitely thank you for sharing a bit about it, because I definitely encourage people to check it out. Please do. So we're just going to get right to readings. Just so listeners know, I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. I'll be pulling cards using my non-dominant hand, because that's the hand that accesses the unconscious. And the first card represents current situation. Second card represents something challenging or blocking. And the third card represents advice. I always like to have a little disclaimer that I am not a lawyer, doctor, therapist, or realtor, and that a reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. So first we have Emma. Emma, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. You're here with Chris and me, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. So is there anything you have a question about, would like guidance on, or just a general reading?
Yes, I would like to have a guidance on my career. And it seems to be moving very slowly at this time and for a while. And I'm wondering if you see anything around that, could be a general reading around my career.
Let's take a look. I always say I have no idea what's going on, but hopefully we'll get some answers through the cards. So the first card that came up is the High Priestess. And this is a card really about using intuition. And for this card to come up, it tells me, first of all, that you are super intuitive. Do you know that about yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Because this card does not come up that often. And so intuition is there for so many reasons. And it is one of your greatest gifts. And yet, when we're finding that block, and we, particularly when it comes to things external, such as career and everything, we're not turning to that intuition. And so it sometimes can be placed kind of in the side drawer along with the screwdriver that we don't take out, and yet it's there to help you navigate all aspects of your life. So please, please, please tap into that intuition, because it is super strong. Just to ask yourself, first of all, making sure that what you are going after with your career, that you have written down a list of your non-negotiables of what you need from that intuitive inner child place going forward. What are those qualities that you're wanting deep down inside and away from perhaps the expectations of your career and what other people are thinking that you should be doing? Because when we start absorbing that, it makes it even that much harder to embrace the intuitive voice. And something challenging or blocking, something challenging or blocking is the King of Swords. It's interesting because they're very similar positions. They're both kind of standing, the High Priestess and the King of Swords, sitting very stately on the throne. And the King of Swords is that super strong card, but it's also a card of kind of analytical thought. And so there's almost a little bit of that tug of war going on between the brain overanalyzing and overthinking and trying to make things happen, versus your core self, which is really all about embracing intuition. Does that make sense?
Okay.
the advice card that came up was the Queen of Cups. And so rather than, I have a feeling that perhaps sometimes when things are blocked, it's because we're either not dreaming big enough or we're just kind of forcing something and pushing something forward, as opposed to allowing those ideas coming from our passion of what we're wanting in our core. Again, always driven by the inner child. So in terms of your career, looking at this reading, I would say, ask yourself if you're really trying to push something forward. And if so, step back, because a lot of times we see a closed door. And so then we get, our brain gets like a dog with a bone trying to figure out how to open the door. Whereas from my perspective, from a universe perspective, if there's a closed door, that's the universe saying, go find a different door. And it's, instead of pushing forward into a door, it's really looking for those open doors that the universe is already providing, ensuring that there are no red flags, which you would see from your list of non-negotiables. Does that resonate?
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, oh, my pleasure. Before we go, Chris, did you have anything that you'd like to add?
Sure. I think a lot of great advice there, and definitely this idea of sometimes we can have in our mind a direction that we think we want to go in, and we just are struggling to try to get there. And, you know, if my career is not progressing as quickly as I would like it to progress, the tendency might be to push and push and push. And I recommend, like you said, Eve, really just backing off, quieting down, trying to get more present and accepting of where you are. And if you can quiet down through things like yoga and meditation can definitely help. You get to a place where you're a little more accepting of where you're at. And then from that quieter perspective, you can then often see lots of different opportunities that you might not have noticed if you were trying really hard just to go in one direction.
Emma, I hope that was great advice, Chris.
Yeah, thank
Emma,
you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Keep us updated.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for calling. We need to take one last quick break. When we come back, we've got more readings to do. Stay tuned. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Every day is another opportunity to bring magic into our world and create the reality we want to live. Intuitive Juliana Salofia and the Lady of Light New Age Boutique are here to help you on your journey. Whether you're looking for a reading, a workshop, or a class of the latest and unique metaphysical products or jewelry, the Lady of Light New Age Boutique has it all. Visit inspirednewage.com to schedule a session or class and feel the energy of the Lady of Light.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraluce.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you feel that there's a bigger, better life for you? Is there anything holding you back from living the life you were meant to live? If you'd like to find your life's true purpose and calling, join the world's foremost authority on primal spirituality, David Karsher, in Becoming a Son Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Son Radio with David Karsher on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I am Eve, your host, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, fantastic, awesome yoga teacher, Chris Brown. We have got another call, another reading. Kay, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, thank you very much.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy that you called. Is there anything you have a question about with like guidance on or just a general reading?
Basically, my husband is going through a transition at work, and I wanted to see if there's anything that I can help him with or any suggestions for him or anything of that sort.
Gotcha. Well, I'm just pulling cards as you've been talking. So just got the three cards. Well, let's take a look and see what we got here. Well, interesting. So the first card that came up was the moon. And in this card, you have like two kind of dogs or wolves. And I look at it as left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine energy. And they're stuck on this inlet of like a desert island, pretty much, with a scary lobster coming onto shore on one side. And so they don't want to go that way. And then this twisty, windy road that they can't see in front of them. And that seems a little daunting. And so they're kind of stuck there in the middle. And then the moon itself sometimes can cast this kind of murky glow, which then makes it kind of even more trepidatious to sort of go into some new territory. And so there's that feeling of just kind of being in that place where it's like, ooh, don't want to go backward, but I can't see the forward. Does that make sense?
Yes. That's exactly why I called.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing with the moon, and that is that just because you can't see the end of it, it could just mean that enjoy the journey and know that as he moves forward and as you together move forward, kind of following those open doors, but honoring red flags that I talked about in the last call, you're taking your brain with you to navigate it. And that the past, while it may be kind of threatening in the sense that it's what the brain can see, it's the known, it doesn't necessarily mean that it is chasing up to you. So it's not that if we go down a path that turns out not to be the right one, then we're going to end up back in where we were. And that is not the case. It's just that that's what the brain focuses on, because that's the only thing it can see. It can see the past, it can see the known. And there's a part of that self-sabotage that comes into place because the brain wants to just keep you safe. And even the devil you know better than the devil you don't. And so that's why the brain will kind of sabotage those efforts. But something challenging or blocking is the Hermit card. So the fact that you have two major arcana cards kind of crossed back to back, it tells me that this transition is also more of trying to decide what is it that he, but also the two of you and you personally are wanting in this next chapter. And sometimes those transitions can be slow because the blueprint hasn't been fully formed and fully developed. But to really give yourself and give yourself as a couple permission to truly evaluate what will bring you joy going forward, and knowing that your journey, his journey together as a couple, your journey is completely unique and will look like that of no one else on this planet. There's also something about the Hermit, which is about kind of looking back, and it's again understandable, but it's just not the most effective use of energy, because when you are looking back, then you can't see the advice card, which came up, which is all about looking forward, and it's the Ace of Wands, which is a fantastic advice card, because aces are all about beginnings. And wands are all about creativity, utilizing creativity, feeling inspired, feeling passionate, connection to what you are doing, what the two of you are doing, what he's doing. Now, here's the thing about the Ace of Wands, and that is that there's a wand being presented, but it's being presented from the universe, which means that what is in the brain right now, if it was a very clear step forward, between putting the two of your heads together, you would have thought of it by now. So it may mean that it's not so much thinking harder is the thing, but rather allowing first to develop where your own passion is, set that contract with the universe, and then see what doors are being presented to you that may not be necessarily in your immediate view of what you were expecting, but if embraced, could actually exceed all the expectations going forward. But it's a neat card. It's hard to kind of break away from looking backward and looking at some of the past, because again, that's just brain self-sabotaging attempts, so we can't listen to it. You instead redirect that brain to navigate the journey forward. Does that resonate?
Yes, very much so.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I really appreciate that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Chris, do you have anything to add for Kay?
Sure. I just wanted to add that I know it can be a challenge sort of being in the passenger seat, right? There's only so much you can do in terms of you know, being supportive through this search. So I would say, you know, recognize that there are some things that you can do and some things that are beyond your control. And one of the things that might be helpful is to just do something fun together that's totally unrelated to the job, so that you maybe see things from a slightly different perspective and you can be really in the moment together and just enjoy yourselves.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, I love that idea too. And Kay, what you may want to do is look online. There's one thing I wanted to say is look online to the Rider-Waite deck, which is the standard tarot deck, if you don't have one. And look at the Hermit card, which came. I'm sorry?
Look online for what?
The tarot deck. It's a standard tarot deck. It's called Rider, R-I-D-E-R, dash Waite. W-A-I-T, but with an E at the end, Wait. And look up the Hermit card, which came in as your challenge card, and then also look up the Ace of Wands, which came up as your advice card, because what you'll see is in both of these cards, that gift of inspiration, that gift of passionate connection to the universe, in the Hermit card, which was the challenge card, he's holding on to it, trying to push it forward, whereas the advice is it's exactly the same positioning that you'll see the similarities when you put those cards side by side, except this is where the universe is presenting an opportunity rather than having to let the universe do all the heavy lifting. And Kay, I hope this has been helpful. Please let us know how everything goes, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. God bless you guys. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. You too. Chris, this hour has just gone by so fast. I can't believe it. Will you come back?
I would love to. Sure. Anytime.
You know, and I would love to have you back. Also, just if you're interested in finding out more about Chris, you can go to his website, which is chrisbrownstudios.com. And of course, and he has also YouTube videos as well. An amazing yoga teacher. Thank you so much for being here today, Chris.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be with you. And Benny has been wonderful as well.
It's my honor.
Excellent. Well, and if you want any information about Elite Tarot, it's at elitetarot.com. And I want to thank you all so much for tuning into our yoga show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. And I am so honored and grateful to be able to do this show each week. And I look forward to next week's show. Thank you all so much for joining me. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.